Opinions expressed in commentary are not the views of WAVS Radio, its management or staff, or any advertiser. This is Commentary with Winston Barnes. The term woke has been given a bad name mainly by politicians who really are just scared of people seeing the light. If one was to contemplate it, this very radio station has become a symbol of sorts for wokeness. That is because being woke has nothing to do with being liberal or demanding special privileges. It is not DEI inclusion for people denied certain privileges. It is the state of being informed and therefore not allowing some people to take advantage of you. A couple of examples. If you are woke, you know that the vast majority of people in the U.S. who depend on what is called welfare are not black folk. The system was designed to assist white women, who are still the largest group, to benefit. Minority neighborhoods seem untidy and ill-kept, in part because municipalities and county governments tell garbage collectors not to collect rubbish there. By the way, woke people are those who know that some of their very own sold them down the river by voting for the current administration without understanding what it was going to mean. Kamala Harris is right to remind us that so many of the things she said would happen in this administration have come to pass. Too bad some of us thought she was too woke to vote for her. Reality is that the truths of yesterday can no longer be hidden in this age of computer sharing knowledge and information. It is sad that even some in our own community, with all the newest gadgets, have allowed some people to make a poppy show of them. Being woke is not a bad thing. Unless you prefer how people have sought to turn God's truths into all lies. I'm Winston Barnes with Commentary.